Come on in and quietly take your seat, please.
That's Cindy Markeline, who teaches social studies, math, and reading at Windsor Hills Elementary Middle School. She attended Young Audiences training seminars along with Rashida Foreman Bay, co-founder of Boomwork, a local theater company.
Today, we're going to be learning to speak a new language, and we're going to do a little magic, and we're going to talk about our vibe. Everybody say vibe.
Vibe.
Do you feel my vibe?
It may seem as if these fifth graders and Foreman Bay and her theater troupe are just having a lot of fun. They are, but the students are also experiencing the Common Core in action, a set of standards that 45 states and the District of Columbia adopted. They spell out what students must learn in each grade in math and English language arts to prepare them for college or a career. One of the reading standards for fifth graders is to build a strong vocabulary, which is what Foreman Bay is doing using theatrical methods.
We're going to use our voice, our imagination, our body movement and expression today as we talk about the beautiful virtues that live inside of us. Can you name some virtues? Peace? Yes.
Kindness.
Kindness is a virtue, yes.
As the lesson progresses, all of the students are assigned a virtue that they act out in a circle.
My name is Money.
Yeah!
Later this month and going through February, classes like this will crop up in Baltimore and around the state. Young Audiences trained 27 teachers and 27 professional artists for this Common Core Arts alignment that will reach nearly 700 students statewide. Besides Foreman Bay, the artists include a beatboxer, flamenco dancer, jazz percussionist, painters, photographers, and others. Young Audiences require the artists and teachers to devise lessons that align with the Common Core. Foreman Bay collaborated with Markeline in writing a play based on virtues. Today's class is a prerequisite to the upcoming lessons in which the students will have to dissect and analyze the play's characters, all Common Core standards.
We're doing character building along with our theater process. If I want young people to build their character, what greater way for them to understand it than through theater? So it deepens the way in which young people are processing the information.
In addition to the Corps' recommendation of using the arts to teach fifth graders about themes, plots, and critical analysis, it also calls for instruction on other countries, something Foreman Bay's play does as well. Cindy Markeline.
It is an African story, so that is a great way to talk about a different culture as far as the characters involved or the choices that need to be made, how they remedy conflict.
Markeline says there will also be a follow-up assignment to today's class.
They'll also have writing components where they can have reflection on what they're doing now, how it's meaningful to them, and then that helps us determine how to proceed from here.
Writing to interpret class discussions and activities is another Common Core English Language Arts standard. Pat Cruz, Young Audiences Education Director, set in on the class.
The Common Core, the English Language Arts section, is about reading and writing and speaking across the curriculum that is perfectly aligned with what we do in the arts, because the arts are all about communication and how to better express yourselves through language and through movement and drama and dance.
Cruz says they developed the Arts Common Core Initiative along with the Arts Education in Maryland Schools Alliance and the Maryland State Arts Council. Before attending Young Audiences training sessions, many of the artists had never heard of the Common Core, and some were, like Foreman Bay, skeptical about participating.
I was not gung-ho, I'll tell you the truth. I was like, I just want to do the art. But when I took the class, it was really wonderful, and it gave me a deeper understanding of what I was doing naturally.
The Common Core standards are not a one-size-fits-all, but allow for flexible instruction. Cruz says that flexibility makes room for the arts to have a bigger role in education.
They actually included in the Common Core examples of how to teach many of the standards through integrated arts methods, like teaching fraction through dance. And the other thing about Common Core is that it has a broad definition of text. A painting can be considered text, looking at the details and the context clues in that painting to be able to infer what the artist is trying to say is more higher level in some ways than when they're doing it in the straight text.
I think the arts lends itself to making instruction or lessons so much more meaningful because the students remember it or refer back to it long after the lesson is over.
Cindy Markeline. Johns Hopkins University Education Professor Mariel Hardiman agrees. Hardiman, a former Baltimore City principal, is conducting a study on how the arts contribute to greater retention. She says they also help teachers wade through the Common Core requirements.
Aligning the arts integration strategies with those performance standards of Common Core really make that connection more visible to teachers. So it's very important that teachers don't see an art activity as something pasted on to what they have to do, right? That they see it as really part and parcel of the standard that they are hoping to meet with their students.
According to Markeline, the collaboration with young audiences has definitely helped her understand the standards better.
It's refreshing whenever you're bringing a program into the school or you're working with something that already has the Common Core in mind and can show you exactly how it's going to fit in and how it will address those standards. It just makes it that much easier to incorporate it.
Nice drum.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Young audiences will continue the Common Core Arts Initiative in future years, but they do not want school officials to see integrating the arts in other subjects as a reason to replace pure art courses. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.